yourself is not accurate.
这个教会就是一个很清楚的一个例子。
This is a great illustration example.
他们看自己的时候觉得哇，你实在很恩待我们。
When they think of themselves, they praise the Lord for all the blessings.
哦，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
但是实际上，他们对自我的评价完全走样，完全是不准确的。
But their self-assessment is totally wrong.
好，主就给他们真实的评价。
So God gave them the true comment.
你们主讲了五个形容词，对吧
？Five adjectives here. Five.
困苦、
Wretched,
可怜、
Pitiful,
贫穷、
Poor,
瞎眼、
Blind,
赤身、
Naked.
这不是指他物质上的。
He is not referring to their physical outward wealth.
这五个形容词是指着他们什么上说的
？What is God referring to?
属灵上的说的。
Obviously, their spiritual condition.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天在地上
，Today while we are on earth,
天天辛辛苦苦
，We will labor hard,
对吧？我们在那所谓打拼啊
，We labor, we work it out, work our guts out.
可是你花了你所有的力量为着你的工作为了你的家庭为了你的事业在那里打拼
For your occupation, for work, for your family you labor yourself tirelessly
是一分耕耘一分收获在这个世界也是真的
Of course it is true that you have to sow so much in order to reap so much
但是
But
你有没有想到这一切你所劳苦的
Do you remember that for all the labors you have put in?
你离开世界的那一天
The moment you leave this earth
带得走吗
Can you bring any with you?
啊
Can you?
拼哦拼哦哎呦现在都发了银行的表都钱都算不过来了这一切你离开世界的那天你带得走吗
well, Yes, you think you're so rich like even your bank accounts you cannot count the money but ask yourself one day when you leave this world can you bring any with you?
一个很不幸的事实所有你劳苦的不管是你的银行的存款或者你的房地产或者什么什么名画这一切的一切你走的那一天什么也带不走
A very unfortunate thing whatever you have acquired or gained on earth whether it's a bank account your house your possessions or even beautiful portraits you cannot bring anything with you
所以神说你是穷你是贫穷你是可怜你是瞎眼你什么都没有
That's why the Lord said you are wretched you are pitiful you are poor you got nothing
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters,
眼睛要注意看
Your eyes must be able to see.
你要想一想
Think,
什么是我死了以后还可以带到永世去的那个才值钱所有带不走的在神的眼中他要告诉你保罗的话我在他说我看这一切都如同粪土对不对
So brothers, you must ask yourselfWhatever things that you cannot bring when you leave the world is like rubbish, as Paul said. Only the things that you can bring to heaven that is worth.
所以你就要做一个聪明的人，你要想一想，什么东西你应该努力，什么东西是适可而止。
You have to be wise. What things you really need to be laboring on? What things you have to put a stop on it?
好，主耶稣对这个教会就讲了。你们应该努力有价值的东西是什么
So Jesus continued to tell them what things you should be really laboring on.
他就讲你要买三样东西
Three things, Jesus said.
啊，第一
One.
买火炼的金子
Buy from me gold refined in the fire.
叫你富足
So you can become rich.
第二
Two.
买白衣穿上叫你的赤身羞耻不要露出来
Buy white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful with nakedness.
第三，买眼药，叫你能够看见。
Three, buy salve to put on your eyes so you can see.
我们都很喜欢买，对不对 ？Shopping.
You know we all like shopping.
我们特别高兴的是 ，shopping 买到什么
？What would really excite you in your shopping?
打折扣打得最高的最低的应该是。
When you get the best discount, then you'll be most happy.
哎呀，你高兴死了，回家都要跟所有的亲戚朋友去吹一吹。
You're so happy that you got a bargain and bargain, and then you tell everyone I've got a great deal.
对。但是如果你刚好买了最贵的、最糟糕而且很烂的，那你一定气昏了。
But if you bought something that truly like a dumb thing, you'll be very angry.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里说，你们这个老底家教会啊，都买错东西了。
And actually, Jesus was telling the churches in the Laodicea that indeed you have bought shop the wrong thing.
我要告诉你，你什么东西是应该买的。
Let me tell you what things you should go and buy.
有三样东西你不可以少。
Three things that you cannot be lacking.
你真的想富
if you really want to be rich,
主耶稣说好，你买火炼的金子。
Good, buy gold refined in the fire.
但是这个火炼金子不是在金铺里面买得到的。
But you cannot go to the shop to buy.
对吧？这个金铺是买不到的金子，但是这个圣经里面讲火炼的金子是什么？
So what does it mean? Gold refined in the fire in the Bible.
请你打开彼得前书第一章。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第六节到第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
彼得前书第一章第六节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显为宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
那什么是火炼的金子在这里解释给我们听。
So here the Bible explains what does it mean by gold refined in the fire.
它就是信心经过火的试验。
It is your faith that has gone through fiery test.
对吧？他说，在第六节说，你们是大有喜乐，为什么呢？因为你们在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，但是信心因为这些试炼就被纯化了。
It says verses 6 and 7, you have undergoing grief in all kinds of trials, but because of that, your faith has been refined and proved genuine.
这个被火试验过的信心，你能够站立得住在神的面前，在这个撒旦的面前，这个信心就是神所说的火炼的金子。
The faith that has been refined and still proved genuine, this is the gold refined in fire.
刚刚我们说的这个士美拿的教会就是这个最好的例子。
The church in Smyrna we have mentioned is the best example.
他们经过的逼迫，
they went through persecution.
经过的损失，
loss.
这些，而他们的信心没有被打垮，
but yet their faith didn't stumble.
他们能够坚持在主面前的那一个简单的信心，
they held fast to the simple faith before God.
他们没有否认主的名，
they didn't deny the Lord's name.
他们仍然在那里坚守所信的道，
they persevered and hold fast to the faith.
到这个试验过去的时候，他们的信心就比金子更宝贵。
And when these trials are finished, their faith were better than refined gold.
所以主耶稣称赞士美拿教会，你们是富足的。
And that's why the Lord comes to these churches, you are rich.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
神要炼我们，
God must test us,
对吧、
right.
神会把我们放在不同的环境的里面，
God will put us into different circumstances,
因为你的信仰，
because of your faith,
你要持守还是要放弃，
Are you going to hold him fast or let it go?
我不知道悉尼怎么样、啊、我知道我们美国怎么样。
I'm not sure about the conditions here in Sydney. I know, like in America.
你知道，自从我们2015年，
You know, I remember in year 2015.
2015年的时候，美国的最高法院通过同性恋合法。
The Supreme Court of the United States passed a law allowing same-sex marriage.
你知道从那一天开始，美国就开始变了。
You know, from that day on, America has changed.
在学校，我们的孩子们，平常会有家庭调查表要填的嘛
？You know, often at school, students would receive survey or questionnaires.
性别男女啊
？Your name, your sex, male or female.
然后父亲的名字是什么？母亲的名字是什么？
Father's、
你家住在哪里
？Mother's name, where do you live?
你在任何地方都是差不多，表格都是这一类的内容。
All these standard form.
现在不是了。
Now it's different.
性别
，sex, gender。
你猜有几个选择
？Do you know how many choice you have？
男
，male，
女
，female。
男变女
，male but to turn to female。
女变男
，female turn to male。
四个了，对吧
？Four。
那第五个是什么
？What is the fifth one？
未定
，unknown。
未不是 unknown，
not,
未定 ，not decided yet。
Not decided yet。Not decided yet。
这就是我们美国孩子们现在要填的表，就是这五个。
This is a survey that to be filled by the children in the United States. Five options.
然后你的不是写爸爸是谁，妈妈是谁
？No longer who's your mom, who's your dad.
可以妈妈妈妈或者爸爸爸爸。
It can be mom and another mom or daddy another daddy.
所以那个表就变得很复杂了。
It's a very complicated table.
上厕所也是一样，也是这个厕所也很麻烦的。
Going to the toilet is also very difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个世界本来是很简单的，现在变成非常复杂。最简单的，你是男是女都搞不清楚了。
This world origin is very simple, like you're a boy or girl, but now it's all complex.
撒旦已经把神做的最基本的东西全部给你推翻掉。
You know, Satan is removing and abolishing the most fundamental things about God's creation.
那你要站在真道的基础上来为神做见证呢，还是随波逐流呢
？So are you going to stand on God's truth, or are you just following the wave, the tide?
你要站在随波逐流，那你。那就没有什么事了。但是你要站在真理的基础上，你要吃官司的。
Well, if you want to follow the crowd, just allowing yourself to go, that's fine. But if you want to holding fast on God's truth, there will be loss.
Lawsuit.
There will be lawsuit, legal proceeding.
对，你要被告的。
You will be sued.
像我们那里有一个，马上就有一个 case， 就是有一家人做蛋糕的。
Immediately, there's a case ongoing. A cake baker.
他专门做结婚蛋糕。
A wedding cake baker.
有一对同性恋的结婚，他就不卖给他蛋糕。
A homosexual couple came and he refused to sell them the cake.
就被告到法院，要求赔款20万。
He was sued for $200,000.
你猜谁会赢？
Who would win?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Well, dear brothers and sisters,
很多的事情就在我们的眼前开始变了。
Things are happening in front of our eyes and are changing around.
对吧？我也还跟你们说，二月一号起，在大陆也要变了。
You know, I've told you already. Starting from 1st of February next year, things will change in China.
啊，你如果要做基督徒，你要聚会，人家可以举报你的。
If you want to be Christians, you want to meet together, your neighbors might drop you.
所以很多的事情就开始让你要想一想，我要信呢，还是我不要信
？These things would actually challenge you. Do you want still to be a Christian?
你要在主的面前持守主的这话、主的真理，还是放弃
？Will you be holding fast to God's truth and His word, or just let go?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
什么叫做火炼的金子
？What is gold refined in the fire？
就是当试炼来到你的身上，你能够为着真理站住呢，还是你放弃
？It is when trials comes, are you holding fast, persevering, or you are just letting it go, compromising？
这是神要试验我们的。
This is what God wants to test us。
我们说信是一回事，当火一来的时候还信不信，那是另外一回事。
It is easy for you to say I believe, but when fire comes。Do you still say I believe?
所以这个教会别的都好买，他这个就不愿意买。所以主开了三个药方，买买买，意思就是说他们不出代价，现在要出代价了。
You know, these churches seem to have both acquired many things, but God thinks they didn't acquire. So Jesus said, buy from me three things. You have to pay the price to buy.
第二个要买什么?
What is the second thing you have to buy?
买白衣穿上,
white clothes to wear so that you can cover your shameful nakedness.
那怎么解释这件白衣服?
What is white clothes?
我们看19章启示录,
if you turn to chapter 19, Revelation,
对, 我们这次的主题就是从这一节圣经来的,
indeed, the theme of this conference comes from this verse.
第19章第7节到第8节,
chapter 19, verse 7. To 8.
我们要欢喜快乐, 将荣耀归给他, 因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了, 心腹也自己预备好了。Let
us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
就得穿光明洁白的细麻衣, 这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的衣。
Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
Okay, tell me today. I want
to know how white clothes.
This is your wedding garment.
It's your wedding garment.
新妇的那一件当当当当当当当当
Your wedding garment for the bride when you walk the aisle.
对，我们基督徒信主的时候，天父给我们一件义袍。
You know when we believe in Jesus, the Father has given us a righteous garment.
就浪子回家的时候不得到一件义袍吗？
Remember the prodigal son came back to the Father. The Father gave him the garment.
有没有？
Do you have that?
那件义袍就是我们回到神的面前认罪悔改的时候，神称因信称义称我们为义，给了我们一件耶稣基督做我们的义袍。That
robe of righteousness was given us when we believe in Jesus Christ, and that was because of faith, justification by faith.
阁下付了多少钱呢？
How much have you paid for that?
啊？
How much?
那件义袍，
that robe of righteousness given you, how much did you
pay? 我先这样问。
Let me ask,
有那一件义袍的举手，我看看。
Who have already received this robe, please raise your hand.
你们不举手的都是没有啊，糟糕啊。
If you haven't raised your hand, you are a problem.
长老们，执事们，赶快看，没有举手的，好好的跟他们传福音。
Those who haven't raised their hand, you better talk to them at the end of the meeting. If you haven't received the robe of righteousness,
这是每一个人必须有的。This
is a must for every Christian.
每一个信耶稣的，你耶稣就是你的什么？
You know, every believer of Jesus, Jesus is your robe of righteousness.
耶稣是你的义袍,
Jesus is the robe of righteousness.
这是免费的,
this is freely given.
你没有义袍,
if you don't have this robe of righteousness, it is not.
这是白白的称义, 只要你信耶稣基督,
as long as
you
believe in Jesus, you receive it freely. He is your Savior.
这个是每一个基督徒都有的。
All Christians have received this robe of
righteousness.
But now it refers to the white clothes, it's not the robe of righteousness. Why do I say this?
因为他有一个解释,
he explains here.
这一件白光明洁白的细麻衣是圣徒所行的衣。
This fine linen, bright and clean, refers to the righteous act of the saints.
耶稣给你的那一件义袍是不是你行的义啊？
The robe given by Jesus to you, is it your righteous act?
是不是？
Is it?
我的天哪，请你反应好不好？
Please respond.
耶稣给你的那件义袍是不是你的所行的义啊？
The robe given by Jesus, is it your act?
谢谢。
Thank you. It's not.
太好了。
Very good.
但是这里呢,
but he accepts.
不是你，不是那件衣袍, 因为这里说的是这件白衣是你所行的义。
It's different. It says here stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
所以你会，我们讲这七封信有一个格式的。
You know,
第一段是讲他 耶稣自我介绍，第二段他第一句第一个字就我知道你的行为，有没有这句话？
Remember the pattern of these seven epistles to the churches always start with the introduction of Jesus himself, and then second word would be I know your deeds，
对不对？所以在这个第二句话的里面，他都是讲到你们教会所行的义。
It talks about the acts of all the churches。
所以基督徒的行为是从你信主以后，你到底为主行了什么义。
It talks about any righteous act after you have believed in Jesus。
这个就是构成你未来参加那个婚礼的时候的那一件。
These righteous acts constitute down the track your white clothes when you attend the wedding of the Lamb.
所以也就是说，我们的行为重不重要？
So we can, you can tell yourself,
对不对？
Do, is it important to have righteous acts?
所以我那一天跟你们讲到这个义的问题的时候，我说因信称义是起点。
So righteousness or justification by faith is the beginning.
因行为称义呢？
What about justification by works?
是它的终点。
It is the beginning and then it's the end.
我的例子是什么？
What is my example?
我说圣经的例子是什么？
Or the illustration from the Bible.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
他八十岁的时候，因信称义，创世纪十五章。
Genesis 15, Abraham was 80. He was declared righteous by faith.
对不对？
Yes.
然后到了二十二章，他一百二十岁的时候呢，
and then,
献上以撒。那他被称义，那个义叫做因行为称义。
And then chapter 18, when he was 120 years old, that act of offering Isaac was justification of righteousness by works.
那就是雅各书所讲的了。
That was recorded in the book of James.
忘掉没有？
Have you forgotten?
啊，没忘掉吧？
No, I hope you haven't.
这个关乎阁下未来的大事，终身大事啊。
This is something concerning your eternal future.
你嫁得出去嫁不出去是非常重要的问题啊。
Whether you can get married is very important, isn't it?
这不是开玩笑的。
It's not a joke.
对。这件衣服是每一个人都必须预备好的。
Every one of us must prepare this clothes.
亚伯拉罕最后毕业考就是献以撒，他100分，所以他那件衣服是完成了。
Abraham got 100 marks when he offered Isaac that robe, that garment.He passed.
听懂了没有？大不大
？Do you understand?
一定要听懂啊！这个不是开玩笑的，这是非常重要的一件事。
You must understand this is so important.
这个教会就是没有嘛，所以主说你要买啊。
Because this church hasn't got any, that's why the Lord said, "Come and buy from me."
我们的主题是新妇装饰整齐，等候新郎。我们准备好没有？就是这件衣服有没有啊
？The theme of our conference is the bride has made herself ready. Talking about this white cloth, do you have it?
这是第二件你要买的东西啊。
This is the second thing you need to buy. What about the third?
你要买眼药。
The salve.
叫你可以看见。
That you can see.
这个城有名的就是卖眼药。
You know this city is so famous for selling salve.
但是。此眼药非彼眼药也。
But it's talking about different stuff, not the physical eyes.
他们卖的眼药是叫这个眼睛看见。
They were selling stuff to heal the physical eyes.
耶稣要他们买的眼药是这个眼睛看见。
But here Jesus refers to the heart, the eyes of the heart.
好了，那我们要来想一想。
Let's think.
这个眼药怎么买啊
？How can you buy? Where do you
哪里可以买啊
？Where can you buy the stuff?
你是学？
Pharmacist
哈、啊，你卖不卖这种眼药
？Do you sell stuff like this？
如果你买得到，恐怕这个教会都来找你了。
If you can, the church will come and see you.
看，约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章讲到一个生来瞎眼的瞎子的故事。
John 9 talks about a man born blind.
啊，找到没有
？John 9.
那这个故事呢，蛮长的
，a long story，
41节，对不对
？41 verses.
你回家好好读，我就是很简单扼要的把它的重点提出来。
Just quickly tell you the main points here.
这个是一个生来瞎眼的孩子。
A man born blind.
那么现在耶稣看见他了
，Jesus met him，
那么就医治这个瞎子
，And Jesus healed this blind man，
对吧？那么这个第六节，耶稣说了这话，吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：“你往希罗亚池子去洗。”他去一洗，回头就看见了。
Verse 6. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came home seeing.
然后这件事情应该带给耶稣很大的荣耀，因为他是生来瞎眼的看见了。
This event should have brought Jesus much glory because this man born blind, but now he could see.
但事实相反。
But it's exactly the opposite.
这么大的神迹，结果引出来不是带给耶稣荣耀，而是带给耶稣更大的麻烦。
Such a huge, glorious miracle didn't bring Jesus glory, but more trouble.
因为这些不信耶稣的人就说：“哎，你怎么在安息日行神迹呢？”
Because an unbeliever accused Jesus, "Why do you heal on Sabbath?"
那么耶稣就隐藏了他自己。
So Jesus hid himself.
他们就去调查这个瞎子。
They were interrogating the blind man healed.
因为这个瞎子居然看见了，所以他们就要 make sure 他是真的是以前生来是瞎眼，现在可以看见。要调查清楚。
They're trying to confirm whether he's the real blind man healed.
那最后去找他爸爸妈妈。
And they also got his parents.
这是你儿子吗？是。
Is he your son? Yes.
他生来是瞎眼吗？是。
Was he born blind? Yes.
他怎么现在好了呢？
Then how could he get healed? Can see?
不敢讲。
No, didn't dare to reply.
为什么不敢讲？
Why not?
因为他们已经商量好，谁来为这个耶稣做见证的话，就要把他开除啊。
Because they knew the Pharisees already decided whoever confessed Jesus will be cast out of the synagogue.
开除的意思就是你以后不要在我们犹太人中间混了，你的退休你的养老通通完蛋了。
That means once you're out, all your pensions, your benefits, you'll be excommunicated.
所以爸爸妈妈知道这个东西很厉害啊。
So the parents knew it's a very severe penalty.
所以明哲保身把嘴巴闭起来。
To protect themselves, they just shut their mouths.
他爸爸妈妈就说：“哎，儿子已经大了，你自己去问他。”
Well, he's already an old man. Just go and ask him directly.
好，他们真的就再去问他了。
And then again, they found him.
这个年轻人
，and the young man,
就直截了当的说了，对吧
？Directly,
express. 神不会听罪人的。
God will not listen to sinners.
现在神居然用他医治我，这个人一定是先知。
If God has used him to heal me, he must be a prophet.
然后他们就把这个年轻人开除了。
And then they cast him out of the synagogue. Excommunicated.
耶稣就听见这个年轻人被开除了。
When Jesus heard about this excommunication,
耶稣就来找这个年轻人。
Jesus went and find this man.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣听见他们把他赶出去。
Jesus heard that.
后来就遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”
Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him.
耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。”
Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he's the one speaking with you."
他说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。”
Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him.
耶稣说：“我为审判到这个世界来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。”
Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who will see will become blind."
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也是瞎了眼吗？”
Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say and asked, "What are we blind to?"
耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”
Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sins. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains."
我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask a question.
这个第九章
，Chapter 9，
几个瞎子
？How many blind men are there? How many?
几个瞎子在这一章圣经里
？How many blinds were there in this chapter?
说一个的举手。
One, raise your hand.
有一个，好，说两个的举手。
Or two? How many?
两个。说全部瞎眼的举手。
All blind.
不错，你们教会实在是很厉害。谢谢。
You're very good, this church.
这里都是瞎眼，除了瞎子。
These are all blind men, except for the real blind men born blind.
全是瞎眼，除了瞎子。
They were all blind, except for the blind men.
这句话怎么理解？
How do you understand this?
耶稣说，
Jesus,
我来这个世界是为了审判。
For judgment, I've come into this world.
有没有？
Verse 39.
啊？三十九节啊。我为了审判到这个世界上来，叫看得见的看不见，看不见的看得见。
For judgment I've come into this world so that the blind will see and those who see will become blind.
所以我要问你。
So I need to ask you.
你看得见还是看不见？
Can you see or not?
小心回答啊。
Be careful.
因为你怎么回答就决定你是什么。
Because how do you answer will determine your destiny.
他说我来是叫看得见的看不见，看不见的呢看得见。
I've come so that the blind will see and those who see will become blind.
现在问题在这里，
怎
么看得见呢？
How can we see?
他的爸爸妈妈应该不应该为耶稣做见证？
Should the parents bear testimony for Jesus?
为什么？
Why?
这个爸爸妈妈一生最大的遗憾是什么？
The biggest regret of the parents
生了一个瞎子儿子。
Was to give birth to a man, a boy, a baby born blind.
最大的盼望是什么？
What would be their biggest hope?
啊，盼望我的瞎子儿子有一天可以看得见，
That one day my blind son can see.
这个是他一生的梦。
This is the dream of life.
现在假梦居然成真，儿子看见了。
My dream fulfilled, my son can see.
最高兴的是谁？
The most joyful person should be.
爸爸妈妈应该是最高兴的了。
Of course, the parents.
第二高兴的应该是瞎子本人喽。
Of course, second would be the blind man himself.
对不对？所以应该起来为耶稣做见证，起码有三个人了。
There should be at least three standing up for Jesus.
对吧？
Right?
但是
But,
爸爸妈妈居然没有做见证。
The parents dare not.
为什么？
Why?
哈？
Why?
怕？
Fear.
因为怕就不
fear,
不出什么
they didn't,
就不出代价了
didn't pay a price,
对不对？所以他们这两个人瞎不瞎眼啊？
So were they blind? They were blind, these two parents.
这个儿子几次看见呢？
And when did this son see?
儿子几次看见呢？一次还是两次？
Two times or one time did the blind man see?
好，第一次是怎么看见呢？
The first time he saw,
耶稣吐唾沫在地上。
Jesus spit on the ground,
泼了泥
mixed with mud, put on his eyes,
然后说去希罗亚斯洗。
Go to the pool of Siloam. Go.
耶稣做这件事情的时候是在圣殿的门口。
Jesus did that.At the entrance of the temple.
那是在山上。
It was up in the mountain.
希罗亚池子在哪里？
Where is the pool of Siloam?
是在最山顶。
In the valley.
山脚下。落差距离600米。
600 meters.
对。这个你必须去你才知道，你没有去你读圣经读不出来的。
You have to be there to realize the locations.
所以我说你去一趟圣经就立体了，就不是平面的。
I said before, if you visit Jerusalem, the Bible becomes three-dimensional.
这个时候这个瞎子他就去啊。
So that blind man went.
他下山的时候是一定是拿着一个
He must
杆子连滚带爬下山的。
He must be hurrying with his stick go down to the pool.
对不对？
Of course.
他急着要看见嘛。
He definitely wanted to be able to see.
他就赶快去希罗亚池子，赶快洗，赶快可以看见了。
So he hurried down to the pool of Siloam.
他后来就看见了，对吧？
Then he saw.
那是肉眼的看见。
there was his physical eyes opened.
这个预表什么？
So what does that mean?
什么意思叫做吐唾沫或泥？
What does it mean by spitting on the spit on the ground and then mixed with
mud? 唾沫是从主的口里面出来的，对吧？
The spit is from Jesus' mouth.
这个代表神的话。
This represents Jesus' word, the word of God.
泥代表什么？
What about mud?
嗯？
What about mud?
你是什么做的？我是什么做的？
What are we made up of?
你是高贵材料。
What are we made up of?
没有，我们都是土人啊。
We are all made of mud.
我们是用地上的尘土造的吗？
We are made out of dust.
所以泥就是代表了你我这种人啊。
So mud represents you and I.
所以神的话跟人调和起来。
You know, when the word of God comes with man,
你如果听神的话，神就开你的眼睛，对吗？
If you listen to the word of God, God will open your eyes.
所以神的话是要跟我们调和在一起的。
So God's words must be together mixed with us.
但是这只解决第一层的看见，就是肉眼的看见。
But this only refers to opening of our physical eyes.
还有一层更深的层次，要心灵的眼睛看见。
There is a deeper level.
心灵的眼睛要看见。
In order,
他爸爸妈妈就看不见。
In order to have your eyes open,
儿子就看得见。
The parents didn't see, but the son did.
差别是什么？
Where is the difference?
啊？
The price.
这一节圣经，不是，我是指我们刚刚念的启示录这一节圣经，买眼药。
Buy from me salve, from the book of Revelation chapter 3.
我考你，什么叫做用第九章来解的话，怎么叫做买眼药？
So, let me test you. What does it mean to buy salve from me, from John 9?
是啊，要睁开属灵眼睛，但是怎么叫做买眼药啊？
So what does it mean by buy stuff?
他妈妈爸爸买了没有？
Did the parents buy?
这个儿子买了没有？
What about this son?
那个眼药是什么？
Where's the stuff?
啊？赶出去啊！为耶稣做见证呢，
To bear testimony for Jesus suffering the price of being excommunicated.
爸爸妈妈怕被赶出去。
The parents.Feared being
嘴巴闭起来
driven out, so they shut them out.
对吧？他没有买眼药。
They didn't buy the salve.
这个儿子
，But this son
经历了什么就说什么。
What he had experienced, he boldly tell everyone.
他没有为他自己的前途担忧。我今天蒙了主的恩，我就站出来为耶稣做见证。脑袋搬家我也干了。
He didn't care about himself.What I've experienced, I'm going to tell everyone, even I might have suffered, I might need to suffer even death.
对吗？这个动作叫做买眼药。
This action is buying self.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
为耶稣做见证，
To bear testimony for Jesus,
是要预备付代价的。
You must be prepared to pay a price.
谁要反对你？
Whoever might oppose you,
撒旦跟他整个的世界要反对耶稣基督的见证。
Satan with his whole world will be opposing the testimony of Jesus.
而且历史历代的圣徒都是这个样子，不是今天才这个样，以前就是这个样子。
And throughout church history, all the saints have experienced the same.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
这里买眼药就是一个实际的行动。
Here, buying salve from the Lord is a real act.
所以这个教会为什么成为瞎眼呢？
Why did this church become blind?
啊，这个教会是个瞎眼的教会，你们知道吗？
A blind church, do you know that this church?
就是什么东西都买，除了眼药没买。
It's they bought everything except the salve.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有买眼药？
Brothers and sisters, have you bought the salve?
也就是说，你有没有为耶稣做见证呢？
Have you been bearing testimony for Jesus?
还是你有很多的顾虑？
Or you have so many cares and concerns?
你说我还是明哲保身，少啰嗦吧，我自己信就好了。
I might just as well keep it to myself, my own belief, to protect myself.
你怕人家笑你？
You fear people might teach you.
你怕你将来升级有问题。
Or even your health might go.
你甚至怕你将来可能 退休金都有难处。
Or even your pensions when you retire might suffer.
总而言之，我们为了为耶稣做见证，我们有很多考虑来又考虑去，前怕老虎，后怕狼。
We have so many concerns and fears and considerations because of the testimony of Jesus. Fear this and fear that.
这些都是撒旦的诡计。
These are all the schemes from Satan.
你要看穿撒旦的诡计。
You need to look through the schemes.
你要勇敢的来买眼药。
You need to be bold and buy salve from the Lord.
这就是这三个药方主对这个教会所开的。
This is the prescriptions by the Lord Jesus for this church.
非常重要，对吧？
Very important for them to buy.
好，然后他说，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Verse 19.
所以，一个温吞水的教会是被要被主拒绝的。
You know, lukewarm church will be spit out by the Lord.
这个发热心就是我刚刚说的做什么？
Here it says be earnest.
活祭。
Living sacrifice.
每天把自己的身体献在祭坛上。
Every day you offer yourself as living sacrifice on the altar.
这个就是旧约的什么祭？旧约里面不是有五个祭吗？
You know, remember there are five offerings in the Old Testament.、
嗯、有燔祭，有赎罪祭，
burnt offering,
有赎愆祭，
sin offering, guilt offering,
有平安祭，有赎祭，对，五个祭。
And grain offerings, five.
但是当保罗说我们要做活祭的时候，是用五个祭里面哪一个祭？
You know, when Paul was saying living sacrifice, which one was he referring to?
我们不可能是赎罪祭啊。
Couldn't be sin offering.
对不对？我们只可能是燔祭。
Must be burnt offering.
燔祭就是每天献的。
Burnt offering must be offered every day.
早上一只，晚上一只，
morning,
早上一只，
evening,
晚上一只。
Morning and evening.
祭坛上的火不能熄灭。
Remember the altar, the fire on the altar can never be quenched.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
你如果要过一个讨神喜悦的生活
，If you want to live a life that is pleasing to God,
如果我们的教会要做一个合神心意的心腹
，If this church needs to be a bride ready for His return,
每一个人要过
活
祭的生活
，must live a life of living sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
所以说你要。发热心就是这个意思。
So be earnest, it means that.
你如果没有这样做，就要悔改，每天在神的面前更新你的奉献。
If you haven't, you have to repent daily and refresh this offering.
好，下面一节，二十节。
Verse 20.
看到我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门了，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
这一句话就告诉我们
Now, it tells us one thing.
这个教会又有一个问题
Another problem of this church. Knocking.
主耶稣说若听见我的声音就开门的
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door.
那意思是说大家大部分怎么样
What does it mean?
听得见听不见
Majority of themThey didn't hear.
这个教会为什么可怜？就是自己不知道自己又看不见，又听不见，还以为一切正常，没事。
The pitiful thing about this church is they didn't realize they couldn't see, they couldn't hear, but still thinking that they are well everything.
刚刚我们读第九章的时候，我刚刚问大家多少个瞎子
？To chapter 9, John, I asked you how many blind men.
后来我们的结论是什么
？Our conclusion.
啊。都是瞎子除了瞎子
All blind men except originally blind men
对不对
Right
但是有几个知道自己是瞎子
But how many of them knew they were blind、啊、How many
全都不知道除了瞎子知道
All of them didn't realize they were blind except for the originally blind men
这一章是最滑稽的一章
It's a very interesting chapter
你不要只是读过去，你仔细想想看，这整个就是一个很奇怪的事情。
Think and deep.
所有认为自己看得见的，其实全都是瞎子，全知道自己是瞎子的，才真正没真正看见的。
All those who think they were able to see, they were all blind.
然后现在是聋子。
Now, deaf.
这个教会
，this church，
大家都以为自己听得很清楚。
They all think they could listen very clearly.
但是实际上耶稣说
But Jesus said here,
我在门外叩门。
I was knocking the door.
哎，我们每一个基督徒都相信一节圣经。
So all Christians believe in this verse.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
只要地上有两三个人奉我的名聚集。
Whether two or three gathered in my name.
下面一句话说什么
？What is next?
我就在你们中间。
I will be in your midst.
有没有啊
？Do you believe in this?
哎，你们声音好小哦。有没有啊？
有。
那我们每次这样聚会的时候，我们就会祷告说：“主啊，我们今天奉主的名聚集。
You know, ”Every time when we gather together, we pray this, Lord, in your name together.
我们自然而然就假设什么
？And then we assume.
耶稣就在我们中间喽。
Jesus will be in our midst.
对吧？
Right?
但是你读 这封信的时候，耶稣告诉老底家教会，我根本就不在你们中间哦。他在哪里啊
？If you read this chapter, Jesus said, "I'm not even in your midst."
他在门外啊。
I stand at the door.
所以这又是个很奇怪的事。
Another issue.
这个教会聚了一辈子，就不知道主耶稣在门外。
They didn't even know Jesus was outside the door.
也不知道耶稣在那边敲门，开门啊，开门啊！耶稣没有人知道，我们里面还在感谢赞美主。
We didn't even hear Jesus knocking the door, and they were still praising and thanking the Lord.
所以可怜不可怜
？Aren't they pitiful?、
啊、这是全世界最可怜的教会。
This is the most pitiful church in the whole world.
就是我们跟属灵的实际完全脱节的。
That we are fully, totally different from the spiritual reality.
五六年，就是那一年，我来你们这里，就是六年前吧。
About six years ago, I was here visiting.
我跟你们说过，那个时候，江弟兄就在那一年或者前一年，就在东岸的美国东岸的 Family Conference 讲过一篇道。
Back then, Brother Stephen Kwong was preaching in the East Coast Conference in America.
那篇道把我吓了一大跳。
That message really shocked me.
他说今天的教会
，He said today's church
用一个字来形容属灵的光景。
I can describe with one word.
那个字是什么
？Spiritual condition.
Coma.
Coma, 昏迷
Coma,
Coma,
昏迷好吗？就是 Coma, 就是这个病人离什么只差一步。
So only one step from death, a coma.
离死亡，他是没有意识了。
So no longer feeling anything.
但是还活着。
But still a living person.
对不对？他并不是死亡。
Not dead yet.
但是就差一步了。
But just one step from death.
你跟他哭，你跟他笑，你跟他什么，他都不知道。
There's no point crying, speaking, laughing with him.
这是六年前我到你们中间的时候，告诉大家江弟兄讲过这个道。
That was six years ago. I preached to you what Brother Stephen Kwong was sharing.
那我们今天看看地上教会的光景。
If you look at the conditions of the church on earth,
我们老弟兄讲的没有错。
Truly, our old brother was right.
失去属灵的感觉
We have lost spiritual sensitivity
看不见听不见自己知不知道
They cannot see They cannot hear But they didn't realize the reality
好那我们现在要解决听的问题看的问题我已经 解了哈
Let's solve the problems of hearing
这七封信
That seven letters here
最常讲的一句话是什么
What is the most repeated words?
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的都应当听讲几次
How many times is that he who has an ear let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches How many times、How many times repeated Seven
七封信每一封信都讲了这句话
Seven letters repeated seven times
哎，现在十二点了
It's 12 o'clock already
我做报告
I'm going to announce
我们十二点十分开饭。
12:10 we will have lunch.
凡有嘴巴的都去饭堂吃饭。
Whoever has a mouth, go to the canteen and get a food. Get food.
你们就会笑。
You will laugh.
为什么
？Why?
什么好笑
？Why are you laughing?
因为我刚刚讲了废话。
Because I talked something pretty nonsense.
什么是我的废话
？What nonsense?
我应该说下面十二点十分的。
I should have announced.
我们到饭堂吃饭就好了。
12:10, just go and eat.
我不需要讲什么。
I wouldn't have to say.
凡有嘴的都去吃饭。
Whoever has a mouth, go and eat.
那个废话。
That's just, excess, nonsense.
废话。
So unnecessary, sorry, unnecessary. unnecessary.
那现在你把你如果刚刚会笑我讲的那句话，那你现在读圣经讲的这句话，圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，是不是有同样的问题啊？
If you think my word is unnecessary, what do you think about this? He who has an ear, let him hear.
问题在哪里？
The problem is.
啊？你只需要说圣灵像众教会所说的话，每一个教会都要听。
We should have said, let him, let every church hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
对不对？就可以了吗？
That's it. That should be enough.
不需要加一句进去，说凡有耳朵的应当听，就跟我说，不需要说有嘴巴的就去吃饭，这是多余的。
It is unnecessary for us to think that he who has an ear, just like we who has a mouth to eat.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
你不敢说话了。同意哦，那我们刚才要改圣经。
So shall we change the Bible?
当然没有人这个胆要改圣经，你要冒天下大危啊！开玩笑。
We dare not change the Bible.
我们不会改的，圣经绝对不会错的。
The Bible will never wrong.
好，它不错在哪里
？Why is not wrong?
你如果仔细看这句话，中文看不懂啊。
If you read clearly the Bible,
你去看英文
，not Chinese but the English version.
啊？有没有英文？没有。
Any English version here?
凡有耳的都应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
手伸出来摸摸几个耳朵。
Let's touch your ears. How many ears do you have?
啊？
How many ears do you have?
我们中文单数、双数、双数、复数都没有区别的。中文。
You know Chinese don't have the singular plural.
一本书、两本书都是书。
So,
一个耳朵、两个耳朵也都是耳朵。
Chinese don't have this singular plurality.
要加个 S.
Right. In English, two ears, one ear.
才能够显示是单数还是双数、复数。
So in Chinese, there's no plurality, but English, yes.
所以中文读不出来的。你如果有个英文版的圣经
，English version would be.
You have an English Bible.
Yes.
Tell me how the translation.About this statement.
啊，
所以你听出来了没有？英文圣经的 ear 是单数
，only single ear here. He who has an ear.
啊，这就有讲究了。
That is something here.
这七封信写给谁的
？Seven letters to whom?
啊
？Seven
是写给七个教会，但是。有一个对象的
Yes, to the seven churches, but
圣灵像众教会所说的话凡有一只耳朵的就应当听这是准确的翻译啊。
Well, the correct translation is the spirit says to the churches whoever has a single ear let him hear
读出来没有圣经不可以乱就跳过去了你要仔细的看
If you read
它的时态你要注意它的单数复数要注意。
Pay attention to timing and the plurality.
这一句话讲七次，就是告诉你，我圣灵是对这些教会里面凡有一只耳朵的人讲话的。
It's like that. I've repeated my verse seven times. The Spirit says to the churches, "Let those who have a single ear hear."
我刚刚问你们是。瞎子不是瞎子，对吧？现在我问你，几个人是一只耳朵的
？So I've asked you how many blind men were there, but now let me ask you, who has only one ear?
举手。
One single ear. Who、
啊、
has only
一个耳朵的举手
？Raise your hand.
贵教会还有几个还不错了。那你们
one single ear.
你们就是这几封信的忠实听众。
Those who have raised your hand, you are the faithful listeners to the.Letters.
是的
，True.
圣灵在找谁是一只耳朵的人。
The Spirit is looking for those who have a single ear.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
我不带你们去翻圣经，你们笔记上抄下来。
Just write it down.
第一段圣经你要抄的，出埃及记二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21,
第一节到第六节
one to six.
这段圣经讲什么
？This passage tells us.
这是神告诉摩西，当摩西
神把十诫告诉他们以后
，After God gave them the Ten Commandments，
然后后面的律法就说了
，And then the Lord tells them，
一个人因为穷，他可以把他自己卖到你们家去服侍你这个主人六年。
You know, a slave can sell himself and serve the master for 6 years。
到第七年安息年。
And in the year of Sabbath，
主人就要让这个仆人离开。
And the master must let go the servant。
你不可以把他留在家里面一直奴役他。
You cannot enslave him for any longer。
啊，到安息年你就要让他走。
And then the year of Sabbath, you let him go.
但是圣经里面就说了。
But then the Bible says,
如果这个奴隶，原来有妻子，那可以带到他妻子走；有孩子，那孩子要留给主人。
Because originally it got a wife and children, he may go, but the wife and children must stay.
但是呢，如果这个奴隶说，我爱我的主人。
But if the servant declares, I love my master,
我不愿意离开这个家,
I don't want to leave this house.
可以。
Yes, you can.
你主人就要带着你到那个城门口的法官那里，那个法官要拿一个锥子，把你的耳垂子打一个洞。
Then the master must take him before the judges, and he shall take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl.
然后你就可以在这个主人家永远服侍你的主人，不需要第七年就要走。
Then he will be his servant for life. You don't need to let go in 7 years.
这是律法里面的
This is the law,
一个规条
，a regulation.
写在那里，没有人懂为什么耶和华这样讲。
You know, we didn't quite understand what it means.
一直过了500年
，until 500 years later.
有一个人懂了
，one man understood.
那个人就写了一个诗篇。
And he wrote a psalm.
所以现在第二处的诗篇就是在诗篇四十篇第六节。
And the second reference will be Psalm 40, verse 6.
诗篇四十篇第六节。
Verse 6 of Psalm 40.
这个要一起读一读了哈。
Let's read it together.
诗篇四十篇第六节。祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵。燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require.
所以，如果你是神学家，读了这句话，你一定说这个写这句话的人是异端。
You know, theologians, you might think those who have written these psalms must be cults.
旧约明明说，你们凡是到耶和华面前来，必须带祭物、带礼物来的。
You know, the Old Testament commanded us to bring sacrifices.
没有人可以空手来见耶和华的。
No one can come to the Lord empty-handed.
居然这个作者说，礼物、祭物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要，这不是大大跟圣经冲突吗
？Burnt offerings, sin offerings you did not require, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire. Is it really against God?
但是，一看谁是作者。
Who is the author?
大卫，他绝对不是异端。
David definitely is not a cult, not heresy.
那他在讲什么
？So what did he say?
大卫发现一个秘密。
He discovered a secret.
神是命令我们要带礼物、带祭物、要献燔祭、要献赎罪祭，这都是神说的。
It is true that we have to bring sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings, sin offerings.
但是
，but
在讲这些话的后面，曾经讲过一件事。
Behind all these commandments, there was another one.
爱奴
loving servant.
就是那个爱那个主人，愿意把耳朵打一个洞。
The beloved servant willing to be pierced his ear.
告诉主人，从今以后我一辈子侍奉你。
I'm willing to tell the servants from now on forever, I'm willing to serve you.
以前侍奉你是 law.律法规定的。
In the past, I serve you because the Lord demands me.
现在侍奉你不是 law, 是我爱你。
But because now I love you, I serve you differently.
我甘心情愿侍奉你。
I'm willing from the bottom of my heart to serve you.
不是律法要求，而是我爱你，我甘心情愿的侍奉你。
It's not a demand of the Lord, but from my heart, I'm willing.
这是大卫发现的。
This is what David has discovered.
所以他说：“耶和华，你开通了我的耳朵。”这是中文的翻译，英文就是你打一个洞。
That exactly in English here, my ears you have pierced.
这叫做一个耳朵的人。
This is what one who has an ear.
听懂了没有？
You understand?
这就是启示录这边讲七次，神在耶稣在找谁啊？
So here it tells us what Revelation has been telling us. Who is Jesus looking for?
他是要找一个爱奴。
He's looking for a beloved servant.
你们侍奉我是因为爱我而侍奉我，不是因为律法而侍奉我。
You serve me because you love me, not because of the demand from the commandment.
是你爱我，你愿意把你一生都奉都给我。
Because you love me, you're willing to offer your life to me.
也只有这样的心情的人，才能够读得懂新郎跟你讲什么话。
And only people with this attitude.Fully understand what the words from the bridegroom.
这七封信是新郎写给新娘的，七个教会就是他的新娘。
These seven letters were written from the bridegroom to his bride.
新郎跟新娘之间讲话是讲情话，对吧？
You know, bridegroom and the bride only talk about love language.
你如果不爱她，
if you don't love her,
你读起来就不知道她在讲什么。
You don't know what you're reading.
你如果爱他，读起来字行里间，其中其味无穷哦。
But reading love letter with love is truly tasteful, and you can spend hours and hours enjoying and immersing in the meaning.
对吗？
Is that right?
这就是耶稣要讲的话。
This is Jesus' word to the church.
讲七次。
Seven times.
听懂了就听懂了，听不懂的还是不懂。
If you are listening and you understand, you do. But if you don't, we can't force you.
唯一的秘密
The secret.
你爱他吗？
Do you love Jesus?
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们一起来到你的面前。
Lord, as we come before you,
我们实在是惭愧。
We feel not enough.
因为我们太不懂你的心了。
We truly inadequate. We don't understand your heart.
你告诉我们你爱我们。
You told us you love us.
你也用行动来证明你爱我们。
And your actions prove your love to us.
但是我们爱你吗？
But do we really love you?
我们真爱你吗？
Do we truly love you?
你问过彼得这个问题。
You have asked Peter the same question.
今天你也要问我们每一个人。
Today you will ask every one of us the same question.
今天老底家的教会到处都是。
Today there are so many churches like Laodicea.
我们只要你的祝福。
We only want your blessings.
我们并不懂你的心肠。
But we don't understand and care about your heart.
主啊
，Lord，
你在这里向我们说出你心里的话。
May you speak the words from the bottom of your heart to us.
但愿你开通我们心里的耳朵。
May you pierce our ears.
让我们真的懂。
That we can truly understand.
你今天在门外叩门，等着我们开门。
Today you are knocking at the door and waiting for us to open for you.
开我们的耳朵，开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes, open our ears.
让我们愿意出任何的代价。
That we will be willing to pay whatever price.
因为你是最宝贵的。
Because you are the most precious one.
用生命都不足以表达你的价值。
Even your life, our life cannot represent your preciousness, your worth.
求你来摸到我们每一个人的心的最深的灵魂的深处。
May you touch the deepest heart part of our life, our soul and spirit.
你的圣灵的光来照亮我们最黑暗的部分。
May the light of the Holy Spirit shine to the deepest and darkest part of our life.
主啊
，Lord，
让我们向你深深的悔改。
That we will truly and deeply repent.
免得你那一天回来，我们。后悔都来不及。
Lest one day when you return, there's no more time for us to repent.
让我们做聪明的童女。
Cause us to be the wise virgin.
爱你没有话说。
We just want to love you.
我们一切都是摆在你的祭坛上。
We put everything onto the altar for you.
随你来制作，随你来雕刻。
Allowing to mold, allowing to sculpture.
让你的荣耀可以在我们这一些软弱的器皿上。
That your glory through this weak, insignificant vessel
得到最大的发表
will be fully manifested.
因为权柄、荣耀、国度都是你的
Because kingdom, glory, and honor belong to you.
我们的一切都是你的
All of us, all ours belong to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.